rubber game between the Giants and the Brewers. And hey, buddy, if you're giving those away for free, where's mine? Thank you. Pick it up, top one, Matt Moore on the hill, facing Travis Shaw with a man at second base.
He's had some big home run numbers. There's a line drive down the left field line. That is fair. It almost hit the foul line. It ricochets into the corner. Coming around third is Santana. He'll score. And Shaw goes into second with a double. And there's the RBI man getting it done. A two-out RBI double.
Got him. Good change at perfect location.
Got him. And that'll end the inning. Two down. And that'll bring up Garza.
1-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. That's seven in a row retired by Matt Moore. He's got six strikeouts in five innings.
Up the middle, hits the mound. Crawford gets a better hop. Side retired. Nice job by Matt Moore. Now it's up to the Giants. Crawford to lead things off.
Span, the runner at second. Hernandez at first. The pitch. Parker, a half swing and a fair ball. Inside the bag at third, a little low liner. He didn't even mean to. Span coming around third. He'll score. Gorky's Hernandez coming to third. He'll be waved home, and he scores standing. Ryan Braun finally got to the ball in the bullpen area of the Giants. But with the speed on the bases, an accidental swing scores two runs. And the Giants have gone ahead 3-1.
Has occurred since he became a Brewer in terms of his power. Thames swings. Skies one to left. Looking up into the bright sky is Parker moving into left center. Makes the catch. And that ends the game.
Giants take the rubber game 4-2. Matt Moore continues his resurgence. He now has a 2.21 ERA in his last three starts. The Giants win the season series between the two clubs 4-3. Both teams are off on Thursday. It was a pitch that Jarrett Parker perhaps did not intend to swing at, but the end result was something he was satisfied with. A tie-breaking two-run double in the seventh, which put the Giants on top for good on their way to a 4-2 victory over Milwaukee. Parker spoke to the media after the game.
That wasn't necessarily the approach or the plan, but if you have a consistent approach and go about things the right way, you know, good things will work out eventually. So, that's the way I'm going to look at it.
That's a good way to look at it. Matt Moore, once again, putting up a good outing for you guys. That makes three consecutive quality starts for him. He's really getting on track.
Yeah.
What did you see from him today?
Yeah, he was awesome. You know, he was pounding the zone. He was aggressive. He was getting quick outs. And, it's a situation I feel like all our pitchers recently have been throwing up good innings for us. And, we just want to provide that run support there for him.
I want to ask you specifically about Mark Melancon, another good outing for him. He's pitching through some stuff right now, and as a rookie, watching that mentality from a veteran, that he could have mailed it in. He could have stopped playing, but he wants to keep helping. What does that mean to you?
That's awesome. You know, I think he's definitely had a couple injuries this year, but he's been grinding through it, and he's looking great right now. And so, when his inning comes around, you know he's going to give you something good. So it's always nice to play behind that.
Matt Moore turned in six-plus innings of one-run ball, and Jarrett Parker had a tie-breaking two-run double in the seventh on an excuse-me check swing as the Giants defeated the Brewers 4-2 in Wednesday's rubber game. Here is Giants skipper Bruce Bochy.
You hear good things happen if you put the ball in play. He did. I don't think that's the swing he was looking for on the first pitch, but it's a break for us. We'll take it. Pitching was great today, and Moore, another great start for him. Strick, bullpen, just a nice ball game, and it went our way there on that check swing, which you take. I mean, we've had some tough breaks, so we'll take it.
Like you're on your way to not getting a good break with that strike three to Kelby right before that. Were you kind of thinking that was a little low?
No, we were yelling from the dugout. It looked like Kelby got a tough call there with two strikes, and it's borderline, but we thought it was low. But it's one of those pitches you probably should try to spoil, protect the plate, take it out of the ump's hands, but he took it, and call went their way on that. So it's good, good to get a break on the very next pitch.
You mentioned Moore. That's his third straight strong start. Is it almost bittersweet in a sense? Do you see what he's doing now and after he scuffled for so long?
Yeah, well, it's about how you finish, too, in this game. We're all going to have our struggles, our hiccups, bumps in the road, whatever. But what's important is how you deal with it, as we always say. And he's been fighting, to get through this. And, he's had some good starts now. I think it's a case where less is more. He's backed off a little bit. He's not overthrowing. He's using all his pitches. He's got a good changeup going along with the curveball and the cutter, but using the fastball still effectively on both sides.
This time the late inning relievers work perfectly. You see more of this 7-8-9 with Melanson being the man in the middle there.
Yeah. I just flipped the two today. Because I was going to let Matt start the inning. And I didn't want to get Mark up and bring him in middle of an inning or, if Matt got through it, not use him there and then pitch him the next inning. Point being, Strick can handle that a little bit better. So I just flipped the two, and Strick did a great job, especially after the error. When Jones missed the ball the first, he made the pitches to get out of that. But we got a day off, so those guys will be available in Arizona.
Bruce, with Melanson's performance there in the eighth, is he slowly inching back to becoming the closer again before the end of the year?
I'd be fine closing. No, he knows that. He's our closer. Sam's doing a great job. So Mark's he's fine either way. I've talked about this where we can cover him a little bit in case he warms up, doesn't feel good, or something happens out there. But he's good with this, helping out anywhere, helping the team win. He's made those comments, but if I want to close with him, he could be our closer. Yeah, no problem.
For a guy who struggled to start the year, Gorkys is now hitting over .270. He let off a few innings with doubles today. What can you say about what he gave you at the top of the order?
Yeah, and we should talk about this guy, where he was and where he's at now. He's really done a great job coming off the bench, spot starts. I know in the early go there was some noise being made, should he be on this club, his defense? In fact, he's so good at center field, but, he can hit. And he had a tough time because he wasn't getting a lot of playing time. But this guy is playing as good a baseball as anybody. He gets two leadoff doubles today with nobody on. We only scored one of them, and we had another leadoff double. We couldn't get him in. But point being, how this guy has really found his game and come back after, not just a couple weeks, but we're talking a couple months. Of just keeping his head up and grinding and fighting through it. And it's really just been fun to watch how well he's played.
You guys held a pretty good offensive team in check with your pitching for 3 days, kind of give you the confidence that, this is the group that if things look a little different next year, can pitch your way into contention?
We don't believe we're the team that had this tough a year. We've got the talent here, to get back to where, we've been for the most part the last, 6-7 years. And it's, every year is different. But, these guys are really good. They are. These pitchers are really good. And, it just so happens we've had a lot of guys with, off years or injuries, all added up to where we're at right now. But I really don't want to talk about next year. How these guys are throwing. I want to finish up. I want Maddie to go out there and keep throwing out good starts and all these guys. We'll talk about this last week or so and where we're at.
The Giants enjoy an off day on Thursday.